Hello there. My name is Kay Morgan Israel. I want to speak to you about the song at the end of this message. The song is called Only by the Blood. I want to speak to you about the blood of Christ and how he has given us his righteousness. My prayer for us today is, Lord, I ask you to give us revelation of your word now as we hear it. Acts 20:28. I mean, this is in the context of Paul speaking to leaders, but in it also Paul reminds us that we, the church, are bought with his blood, the blood of Christ, that we belong to Christ, it says in Romans 3. And it also tells us that Jesus Christ made payment on the cross to redeem us. The scripture says, since all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but now we are being justified, which is a gift by his grace. Romans 5 verse 9 says, since we have now been justified, we are made free from sin by his blood. How much more certain is it that we will be saved from the wrath of God through him? There's no punishment for us. Jesus took our punishment on the cross. Only grace. In this, God shows his love for us. He has pursued us and made a way for us to come into his presence. So now we ought to pursue him and seek him and seek his presence, which is so readily available to us, and love him above all other things. Put him first before all. Ephesians 1 verses 7 to 8. God tells us through Jesus Christ, we have deliverance from sin and death, and acquire salvation through his blood. He paid the penalty for our sin. We have a complete pardon because of his grace, which he has lavished on us. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21 says, he made Christ who knew no sin to become sin, to bear our sins and die our death and take our punishment, so that in him we would become the righteousness of God, made acceptable, placed in right relationship with God, restored, forgiven. Philippians 3 verse 9 to 10 tells us, not having any righteousness of our own, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God through faith. The scripture goes on to say, so that I may know him, his person, his power and resurrection, and share in the fellowship of his suffering, by being continually conformed to his death, that is, into his likeness. God is forming Christ in us. He wants to form more of Christ in us and to make us more Christ-like. So our part, our response, 1 Timothy 5:11 to 12 says, pursue righteousness, godliness, the fear of God. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. By God's grace, his favor on us, because of his love for us, we are saved. We are made righteous, so we overflow with thankfulness and seek to be conformed, to be made Christ-like. But it's only by his blood.
It's your blood. Away.